Wellspring by Teresa Hampton. Thought-provoking signs. Are you ever amused by the signs you read? They cause me to chuckle and many times make me think of spiritual truths. Consider these. A sign in a shoe repair shop. We will heal you. We will save your soul. We will even die for you. Well, Jesus is the only one who can spiritually heal you and save your soul because he died for you. Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. Titus 2, verses 13 and 14. On a carpet cleaning truck, let us remove your spots and stains. Well, Jesus' blood can remove the spots and stains of sin that cover you. Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Revelation 1, verse 5. In a podiatrist's office, time wounds all heals. Well, Jesus heals everything that spiritually wounds us. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Psalm 147:3. On the back of a septic tank truck. Caution, this truck is full of political promises. While it is true that many people in this life make promises they do not keep, we have confidence that God keeps his promises. For when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply you. And so, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Hebrews 6, verses 13 and 15. And, by faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Hebrews 11, verse 11. At an optometrist's office, if you don't see what you're looking for, you've come to the right place. Well, if you have come to Jesus looking for forgiveness, peace, and hope, you've come to the right place. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 14, verse 6. On a plumber's truck, we repair what your husband fixed. Well, God repairs what you thought you could fix. Oh Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. Jeremiah 10, verse 23. At the electric company, we would be delighted if you would send in your payment on time. However, if you don't, you will be delighted. Our Lord is delighted when we obey, honor, and serve him. Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. John 8, verse 12. The front lawn of a funeral home. Drive carefully. We'll wait. Drive carefully on the road of life. If you spiritually lag behind or halt, your brothers and sisters are ever ready to strengthen and help you get back on the narrow road. Rest assured, Jesus is waiting patiently to reward his obedient and faithful ones. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. 2 Timothy 4, verse 8. Today's verse. Moses said, God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and he will not do? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? Numbers 23, verse 19.